Always good to have a conversation each week with Rick Limpert, who you can follow on Twitter, the handle Rick Roswell. Busy week for you, Rick. You were in Las Vegas at the Adobe Summit. And before we talk about some of what you saw there, let's talk about who you saw there. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but you're going to release, give us some information about who you were schmoozing with this past week.
Well, what happens in Vegas is what I talk about, Sully. So that's not sacred by any means. But yeah, Adobe does a great job. They have, we'll talk about the summit here in a second, but they do a great job bringing really top name, A-list celebrities and athletes and people into this conference to talk to people. And it really, there's about 12,000 attendees. When they hear from these top-notch entertainers and athletes, it really resonates with them, with their own businesses and their own struggles. So it's great to hear success stories from people that we all know and follow. And then the goal is to try to implement what they are talking about into what we do on a daily and weekly basis.
I know you got to be around Peyton Manning a little bit, Kate McKinnon from SNL. Was there anyone in attendance who really didn't have a sense of the celebrity status of some of those celebrities attending this?
Yeah, there's people there that don't know who Peyton Manning is, and also Ryan Gosling was there, and I think the Kate McKinnon resonates with a lot of people because SNL was so popular with the election cycle, and even today with what they're doing, and she does a great job. But Peyton Manning was probably the best, the most polished speaker as far as what he was talking about, and everything from leadership and teamwork to the experiences he had as throughout his NFL and college career, and then what he's doing today, or what he's trying to figure out, what he wants to do in his future. So that's a struggle and something we all think about. And Peyton Manning was just a great speaker. I've talked with him before and heard him before, and he always does a great job.
I know that there are some cynical sports fans who dislike Peyton Manning to a very big degree, but he is the consummate professional and such a great ambassador for the organizations that he's been affiliated with over the years. He's really the genuine article. Do you get that sense each time you see him?
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah. Whoever he is, he never really changes his persona. If you meet him in person, if you see him giving a speech, you see him on TV, he's always the same type of guy. And he's really a great example because he's the perfect mix of somebody that had talent, but then also worked his butt off to achieve what he did. He didn't sit around letting things happen. He had the talent, he had the opportunities, and then he made the most of it.
So we're almost past a year into a partnership announcement between Adobe and Microsoft, and I guess you guys got a little bit of an update on what's going on there. Explain some of the specifics of that.
Yeah, the main thing was everything's good with this partnership. Sometimes when two big companies hook up, there's problems a year or so down the line. But this is very kind of techie inside the industry. But these two companies work together to form a joint solution designed to help businesses transform the customer experiences, the things we all experience in a live stream and on a website and emails. And they're allowing these now with additional Adobe products to be available to more people, kind of setting the industry standard for kind of how we, what we experience when we search the internet, when we get emails, when we look at apps. So pretty important for customers, but more of these type of talks and these type of partnerships are more aimed at the enterprises and the businesses that use them. So that's kind of what I got out of this. And this is pretty techie even for me, Sully. So it's just know that the partnership's good, and we'll keep getting great web content into the future.
Follow Rick on Twitter, the handle Rick Roswell, and of course wirelesswednesday.live and ricklimpert.info, the hub for all things Rick. Check out the things that he's covering. When you talk about technology or any other business, you certainly have to talk about marketing. And the NBA had a presence there this past week in Las Vegas. Talk about some of the things that they're doing to increase interaction among their fan base, which is enormous and worldwide.
It used to be NASCAR was kind of the leader when it came to getting fans involved with kind of technology. But now the NBA's kind of grabbed the reins. And Pam L., the CMO of the NBA, was there. She gave a great speech, probably maybe the best at the show. She led off with some great stats, 1 billion fans worldwide for the NBA. The NBA is huge here in this country, Sully, but it's maybe even bigger around the world. And even though, listen to this stat, less than 1% of people will experience an NBA game at an arena, the rest of the people follow on the apps, the streams, the websites, social media. So the NBA is trying to give the fans what they want, even though they might be not able to experience a game in person.
Interesting that you picked up on a theme from some of what you observed out there at the Adobe Summit, that there is still a focus on email and it being a good marketing tool and a way for companies to interact with their customers. What ways do you think email is staying relevant, and what did you learn out there related to email?
Well, yeah, the people that said email 10 years ago was going to be dead is wrong. So I actually did talk with one of the leaders of the email team at Adobe that is focused on making sure the emails that we get are relevant. That's kind of the key. So customer experience even applies to email, and what's going to happen, Sully, it's kind of starting, but now into the future, personalized emails are really going to what we're going to see. So they're going to know what we want already. Emails are going to be tailor-made for the recipient, and a lot of possibilities there with when it comes to marketing and experience. So this is something I'm interested in, something to watch for.
I'm kind of fascinated with it because it was so big when the internet first got going mid and late 1990s. Email was just everything. And then by the time we started to have Facebook and Twitter, it looked like it was going to die off. But you really observed that this is a way that businesses really are maintaining a stranglehold on the relationship with their customers.
Yeah, and as we do, I mean, we usually check our email. One of the first things we do when we get up in the morning, and it's maybe one of the last things we do before we go to sleep at night. So email is not going anywhere. It's only hopefully going to get better, and hopefully we'll be able to gain more out of that opening those emails than we have in the past. I think that's something to look forward to, and maybe it's pie in the sky, but let's give it a chance.
Rick Limpert was covering the Adobe Summit in Las Vegas last week, and we're chatting with him. Mobile. We're always talking about mobile at these events that you go to. Mobile is the next big thing, but it's also the main thing. So many aspects when we say that word mobile. What was the focus there at the Adobe Summit? What was talked about most?
Well, we had the guy from T-Mobile there that was talking about how they've kind of become the uncarrier, the kind of the new way to do things in mobile. And then the way mobile's transforming our lives evidently is not done yet. We have that main screen, but then there's also other side screen type things that are not an afterthought for marketers, but they're trying to take advantage of. So mobile experiences that we all love and are enjoying, marketers are seeing they maybe can play a part in that, but also to stand out from the crowd as far as being mobile. We see a lot of the same things over and over again. So this was kind of a pep talk for for people that use mobile for marketing and use mobile for apps and streaming and the things that we do on it more than making a call. This is kind of a wake-up call for them that we want more and there's more possibilities. So just a great summit, so a great experience. And this is, like I said, it's one of the most techie things even I do all year is go to this thing. So I had fun and a learning experience even for me.
I know that there are very few people who are more professional than you when they are traveling, especially to places like Las Vegas. And I know that you resist all of the various temptations that dot the city. But what were some of the weird things that you saw in your visit this year?
Well, there were protesters for this Adobe Summit, which was kind of weird. It shows that there's protesters for everything. I lost $30. I was down $30 in the casino, but I also finished fifth in the Adobe Summit blackjack tournament that they had with the fake chips that we had one night, and we were playing for prizes and charity and stuff. So anything gambling gets people really excited out there, and so this is already I've already been out to Vegas a few times this year, Sully. So it's good to be home and just a really busy week out there, but that's how I like it.
From the undisclosed Starbucks. Yeah. Always good to visit with Rick Limpert. I encourage you to follow him on Twitter. The handle is Rick Roswell. WirelessWednesday.live is where you can keep up with all of the various things that Rick is covering throughout the week and throughout the year. Hope you have a great rest of the weekend. Enjoy the remaining games here in the NCAA tournament and look forward to talking soon.
Looking forward to it, Sully. I got a macchiato waiting for you here, so we'll see you soon.